All right. Welcome to the premium episode.
Oh, nice.
Hello, everyone. The week of... we're pre-recording, I guess. This is June
5th. God, I wish, dude.
This is June.
Do you know how awesome that would be if it was Juneteenth right now?
What's that, June 16th or whatever?
Yeah.
June 19th.
19th.
Yeah. It's the day that they found out slavery had ended in Texas.
Yep.
That's so funny.
I know.
It's such a funny holiday.
I mean, the slavery was bad, but
if you're
a plantation owner and you're like reading the Emancipation Proclamation, you're like, what are we gonna do? I got 78 crops out there.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to do? Get a tractor? They won't exist for another 40 years.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just not tell
them. All right. Just don't tell nobody. The one guy in Texas who could read was racist.
Just
so he's like,
just keep this under your hat.
Yep.
Yeah. Remember last year when I got all those parking tickets? And then I just sold the car and nothing came of it. It's like that. We're gonna treat this like a little, and maybe when you clip the neighbor's car on the way out of the neighborhood because you had a little. Look, he knows I drink. He shouldn't park his car so close
park
to my driveway.
Park it closer, in, deeper into your driveway.
Flip your rear view in.
Absolutely.
I'm a slave-owning, drinking, good-time Southern boy.
He's a good old boy.
I'm a good-time guy, and I don't... Look, most of these slaves, they wouldn't know even what it means. I barely understand the thing. I wouldn't want to confuse them.
You think there was a...
They got a good job here. They got health insurance.
Full bennies.
We got a 401k. You think there was one slave owner who was just a loser that wanted friends? Maybe he just spent all day playing checkers with...
Well, we talk... Yeah, that's just the gay slave owner.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Today, it's Andy Dick.
Yeah.
Andy Dick's slave.
Andy Dick would execute people too when he went really, if he got like crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the gay slave owner just wanted to be around powerful mandingos.
But at the same time, if they displeased him, I feel like he would be even more treacherous.
Yeah. Andy Prick.
Andy Prick. We're on the record.
Oh, dude, I heard there was a coach for the Atlanta Hawks. There was like a. Some kind of, I don't know, development coach something back in the day. His name was Dick Harder.
Oh, I heard that. Watching
The Zach Lobo.
The Zach Lobo.
Dude, they said Dick Harder, and then they just went into the rest of the podcast.
They really did not laugh at that. And
it's like, come on,
it's like,
guys.
That's just,
you got to enjoy that. A guy's name is Dick Harder. Now, I did look it up.
That was everyone's name before 1970.
The problem is it was spelled H-R-T-E-R.
My name is Buck Child Molester.
Yeah.
My name is Fuck Ass.
Uh-huh. I'm Dick Prickly. Mm-hmm. I'm Dick Suckley. Yeah. That's my name, actually.
Dick Suckley.
Dick Suckley.
That's so funny. We had the same thought.
Oh, dude.
I was like, come on.
I was like, guys, if this was fucking Pod Don't Lie.
Do they not know how to pod?
Yeah, come on, guys.
Come on.
Dick Harder? That's you got fucking Christ. 10, 15 minutes on that right there, bro.
Can you explain the joke to me?
Huh? No, they just said, oh, there's no joke. This guy Kevin Herter's name. They're like, is his name Kevin Harder? They're like, no, you're thinking of Dick Harder, the coach, the old coach.
But I don't get it.
Oh, okay. I'll explain it to you. You know your dick, you know the thing your dick has never gotten?
No.
Hard?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me rephrase. You know the thing your dick has never gotten around a woman?
What?
So think about
so
the
this
way
guy's
you're...
name. This guy's name has something to do with that.
Yeah.
Yes. Exactly. Mm. This guy's name is what your dick gets around.
How about
compared to women?
Vic Henley. That's another name that sounds. Like
yeah, him. Vic died, unfortunately, I believe. R.I.P.
What if his name was Dick Hardley?
Maybe
Dick Hardley
be alive.
Is good. That's your name, Dick Hardley.
Dick Hard.
Dick Hardley's really good.
I would call that guy that if I knew him.
Yeah. Dick Hardley? Yeah. That's what he named
I knew,
his son.
You could call his
I
family
Dick Harder,
who's surviving.
Be like Dick Hardley.
Yeah, Dick Harder. More like Dick Hardley.
Yeah, show up to the funeral.
Dick Barely.
You didn't even know the family. No, I just had that joke. I just had to get it out.
Dick Hardley.
More like Dick Hardley.
Holy shit, that's good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think
just a villain that calls Dick Tracy Dick Teensy all the time.
Dick Teensy.
That's another. I want to watch that movie.
Listen, faggot, that's not my name. You'll never stop me, faggot face.
That's true.
He's just
constantly smizing.
Yeah, he's just. Hey, it's me, faggot face. He just looks like Alan Cummings. Yeah.
They're like, what do you want? It was a different time.
We're going to rob the bank.
It was a different time. You could do stuff like that.
You could be named faggot.
The villain could be named that.
Mm-hmm. How about a villain named Shitface? Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like, let's go and we're going to fuck Dick Tracy's ass. We're going to break in a museum and I'm going to fuck Dick Tracy in his fucking mouth.
Suck my fucking dick.
Yeah.
And I'm going to fuck his wife.
Dick, come quickly. Somebody drove through the elementary school. This looks like the work of Shitface. This must have been Shitface that did it. All of my enemies have face names. What an easy job for a detective.
I know.
Why did they need a private investigator?
It's child molester penis. Yeah. I wonder who did this. Somebody fucked some kids. Well, I'm going to check child molester penis.
The police obviously don't have the resources to put this one together. Better call Dick Teensy. That's not my name. Well, I'm sorry, but Faggot Face took out a full print ad in the paper saying it was. And it's the 40s. You got to believe everything in the paper.
Everything in the papers is true.
It's true. It's all put in there by the State Department. They wouldn't lie to us. Did you know Japanese people have an extra brain in their ass?
Only for evil.
It's only for evil.
The Japanese ass brain makes them more treacherous than any race, even the blacks.
That's why we got to kill them with science.
That's why.
It'd be funny to be like a 40s guy that's like a Cuomo fucking following yeah. science. Follow the science. They got an extra bone.
We've been measuring their skulls.
Dude, Cuomo. They have bigger brains. They have smaller brains.
Cuomo is fucking just...
He's on one,
dude.
It's
so funny. And it's so funny, too, because he's
I'm glad he's getting his right now.
He's weaponizing all of the language that the Democrats have been, like, carefully inserting into everyone's brain as, like, fucking trigger words. Uh-huh. He's like, this is... it's a conspiracy theory. And anyone who says I killed people is an insurrectionist.
You're being a terrorist.
You're like, stop, you're blowing the load on those before we really get to use them.
Yeah, come on. Come on,
before
Andy.
Before we really just apply that label to anything we don't like.
Yeah, dude.
He's cashing in.
It's going to be so funny when he's president, when he runs for president.
And gets 1% of the vote.
Will he?
I don't know.
He's too unlikable.
He's so unlikable.
He's going to try. I mean, Kamala is a fucking vice president. What are we talking about? Unlikability.
Yeah, and she didn't win the election.
Yeah, she got out very early.
Yeah. But she's where is she now is my fucking point, bro. Listen, just like black women need representation, we need Italo-American representation at the highest levels. Has there ever been an
Italian? My dead body.
Has there ever been an Italo-American vice president?
Over my small penis.
Over my little penis.
I got this chair for you, Mr. Cuomo. There's a dildo in the seat. Every time you lie, it goes further up your ass.
That's a good one, dude.
What happened to the big boat? Why didn't you put the old people on
the
boat?
Why weren't they on the boat?
We didn't need the boat, and it sailed away.
The boat got lost at sea.
Sailed away, huh? Well, maybe it's time to rape your wife. Maybe it's time for old Clint to do what he does best. Rape somebody.
What's that new movie he's got where he's like...
I watched Richard Jewell.
Yeah, did you like it?
It was great.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I loved it. I like the part where he was like, just make sure to let him know that I am not gay.
Yeah.
Very funny. Mm-hmm.
Richard Jewell, was he afraid people would think he was gay?
Well, he lived with his mother.
It's nice to see John.
Well, his name sounds like...
Be the piece of shit he probably is in real life.
Yeah, I like how unlikable the female reporter character is, too.
I didn't see the movie, but I salute that guy for being fat in movies.
My favorite part of that is when fucking Sam Rockwell goes into her office and he's like, how did you fucking get this job? You're a piece of shit. Just owns her in front of everybody. And then he's like, you know, you destroyed this man's life. And then you see her, like, do the time frame thing. to see if, like, you know, clearly Richard Jewell didn't do it. And yeah. then she's, like, crying watching the mom. And then so you think it's like, okay, well, this is going to be this character's redemption. But then she doesn't do, like, she doesn't do
she
anything.
She just remains a piece of
she
shit.
She just continues being a bitch.
Well, that's...
It's a nice yeah. indictment of yeah, our
that's
media.
That's what women are like. I mean, media and women are like.
Yeah. She is on the...
We're going to make it look like the woman has a chance at redemption, but really it's just
because
her,
she's a bitch.
It's just her feeling bad for herself.
she's just crying because there might be repercussions. No. And when she realizes there aren't, she goes back to being
she might
cunt.
Not be able now to go to network.
She's going to do the bare minimum. To feel bad, that's enough in a woman's brain.
If she feels bad, it means that she paid for it in her mind.
She's up there with Tilda Swinton and Michael Clayton as the bitches who deserve a little smackaroo.
At least Tilda got what was hers.
Tilda, yeah, she went to jail.
And that's the difference. That's the difference between a liberal movie and a Republican movie.
Yeah.
A woman gets to go to jail at the end of a Democrat's movie. To show equality.
No.
Is Michael Clayton a Democrat's movie?
I don't fucking know. It just wasn't Clint Eastwood.
I don't even think that Richard Jewell was Republican.
Well, anything.
It was kind of anti-cop, really.
If Clint Eastwood makes a movie, it's a Republican movie. That's how that works.
No, I think his what he believes is not on the binary.
Not on the spectrum.
I think that he's just on his own
island.
His
politics are genderqueer.
Yeah, I think he just exists on his own island.
Or his politics is
he has like brain damage from filming 800 movies in the desert.
Yeah. I think that he just...
yeah, his shit is definitely frying over there when they're doing those westerns.
He has a building on the Warner Brothers lot where the studio is literally not allowed to walk in. He's allowed to do whatever he wants.
That's pretty tough.
He's the last... filmmaker in the world.
Nah, dude, what about fucking the guy who made Gummo?
Harmony Korine.
Harmony Korine. Yeah.
You see Beach Bum?
Yeah, very cool.
That's a good ass
movie. I like
movie.
That movie.
I love Jonah Hill's fucking, I won't spoil it, but
the
he
lawyer?
Makes a choice that I love.
Yeah, the gay lawyer.
How about
the gay southern lawyer?
Harmon Me Vagin.
Oh, that's good. Damn, Letterman yes. should have thought of that.
Yeah. Harmon Me Vagin.
How about Fuck Me in My Ass? That's a good one, Dave. Hey, listen, nobody tell him about Juneteenth. Thank you. Come again. We got any Indian folks in the house?
David Letterman?
Yeah. David Letterman's monologue during the writer's strike.
Yeah. He got to write his own material.
I saw a vanity plate. The first letters were N-I-G. And then the second half was 6-3-R. And then I honked at the guy, and he pulled over, and it was a black man. And I said, what the hell are you doing with that license plate? And he said, it's just, what do you mean? It's the one they gave to me at the DMV.
Yeah, it's not a vanity
He's like, well,
plate.
You know what it says. And he says, no, I don't. What does it say? And boy, you should have seen the egg on my face.
I was trying to be a good citizen. Mm-hmm. Stop somebody from saying something racist. Anyway, folks, I'm about to admit to having an affair.
Mm-hmm.
That was fucking awesome, dude. When he was like, look, this bitch is trying to take a couple dollars out of my pocket just because she sucked me off on the sneak.
Well, yeah. Guess what?
And let me tell you something. I don't give a fuck. Where the fuck is my wife going? Is that bitch trying to really lose half of this fucking empire? I don't think so.
Did that woman get arrested for extortion? I think she did.
I don't know. But it's funny because she was on the show. He did put his side bitch on TV quite a bit.
Oh, is she like...
She was like an intern that would like do bits sometimes.
She would be like a Chris Elliott type?
She would be... I think she would like reach... When it was like... She would like interact with the audience sometimes. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting.
Well, that's just generous of him.
I think... Exactly. As a side bitch, that's a lot to ask for.
Yeah.
And you know, I bet you... If I had to pick between getting fucked by David Letterman and Jay Leno, I would pick Letterman every time.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
I just don't feel like Jay fucks that kid.
I would pick both, personally.
You would get Eiffel Towered by them?
Oh, I would have
you
sex
get
with
spit
them.
Roasted?
I would be having sex with both
I would
both
like
of them
to get Jay Leno's whole chin in
know.
My pussy.
Yeah.
I bet you Jay. That's Jay's move. He puts his whole chin in a woman's pussy and eats her and licks her clit.
You ever see this? You ever see something like this? Fucking dumbass bitch. Fucking
shut
whore.
Up, shut up, whore.
Shut up, whore. Shut up, you fucking slut.
Yeah, this pussy belongs to Jay right
he
now.
He just takes her into a Model T.
His tongue rolls out and it's stored in his chin. It's like 15 feet long. It's just going into her nose and out of her eye sockets and ears.
You ever see something like this?
You ever see this, bitch?
You fucking whore.
Take it. Take the whole chin.
Take the whole chin, you fucking whore.
Now that's a man who knows how to have sex.
Leno.
Yeah.
Leno by Clint Eastwood.
Get your faggot chin out of my ass.
Sorry, Clint. My bad. I thought it was a woman's pussy. Yeah. It's your ass is so wrinkly because it's you're old. It looks kind of like a pussy.
The only chins going into my ass are the Chinese family I keep.
I keep to fuck my That's ass
from my famous movie Transporter, directed by Clint Eastwood.
He did that in Gran Torino too. Yeah.
Gran Torino.
He put a Chinese family in his ass. Yeah. That's what the movie was about. That song sucked.
Yeah.
Over the credits.
It's very funny.
It's very funny.
Did he sing that?
He sings his own original Gran Torino song.
He sings the credits in other movies.
Yeah. That's awesome.
I saw recently the Family Guy with Nicolas Cage where Elvis Costello sings a song called The Family Guy.
You ever see Coogan's Bluff?
No.
Mm-mm.
Or The Family Man, not The Family Guy.
Opens. I thought you were talking about an episode of Family Guy.
No, not
Guy.
The not
and I was
Family
like, was
Guy.
Nicolas Cage in Family Guy?
No.
Suck Nicolas Cage. Suck Nicolas Fage.
What are you guys talking about?
What
are you?
No, let's just keep it down. Don't tell him. Don't tell him what I was saying.
Boss, you said there was some news from the president?
No, we're not talking about that either. Secret day.
Is Nicolas Cage playing a black guy in this movie? Is that why you have to hide it from him?
No. Don't tell Nicolas Cage that I said, called him Suck Nicolas Cage.
Okay. Hey, oh, I see.
Hey,
it's a hot head. That's two separate things.
Suck Nicolas, good to see you.
Suck the end. Saying
What's
Suck Dick.
Going on? How you been? Listen. I'm in kind of a pickle with these slaves. Don't tell them about the Juneteenth thing.
Well, what do you mean?
Perfect.
No, I really don't know what you're talking about.
Even better, keep it up.
Suck Nicholas. Suck Nicolas Cage.
Oh, hey. Good to see you.
Good to see you, Suck Nicolas.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that man. How does he have Coppola blood flowing in his veins? Who's he really?
His nephew.
He changed.
I think
his mom is
I think
is
he's
Francis's.
Coppola.
That really is a goddamn, like, fucking the Tammany Hall of Hollywood.
Yeah. Jason Schwartzman, too.
Nah, really? Yeah.
He's a Coppola.
He's Talia, what's her name's? Talia Shire's son, right?
I don't know.
Or her nephew.
Like yeah.
Interesting. Are they, who's bad, though? Everyone has their merits.
What's that?
In the family, everyone kind of has some bangers.
Francis has a couple bangers.
Has some of the most biggest bangers of all time.
Couple of.
But he's got some hilarious stinkers.
Of stinkers too.
But that's fine. I'm fine with that.
I've never seen Rumblefish.
Francis
Have you seen
Turd
it?
Turd Coppola. That's
it's on my list right now.
I got Francis an idea Turd? For a movie. Yeah. It's about the Wild West. That's all I got so far. I'm kind of working out the other details, but I just got to close my eyes and I see a cowboy. And I know I'm headed in the right direction.
Yeah. This 90s stuff is hot right now. It's about the guys in the West who came up with the idea for Nickelodeon Guts. There's a bunch of spoiled milk that they sprayed on a child's face.
Mm-hmm.
A dead cow, some curdled milk in a dead cow's udders.
A turtled milk. A cow took a shit.
Shouts out to that guy, Ennio. What's his name? Ennio Morricone?
Ennio-G-G-O.
I think that's his name.
The Italian director.
Ennio. His name is not Ennio-G-G-R.
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 Yeah. One of my favorite Italian directors.
That's not his name, and he's not a director.
He's a director.
He does the score.
No, he's the guy who made the movie. You're thinking of Ennio Morricone.
Oh, yeah, that is true.
He's a famous Mexican homosexual.
Ennio Morricone.
They said he made his way from Veracruz to Santa Maria just by sucking cock.
His mouth never left a penis the whole way through.
He sucked a penis the entire time.
Yeah, dude. Tell me a piece of music more famous than that shit, dude.
Yeah, that song's pretty famous.
That's probably
the Knight Rider theme.
No, it's not even close. I love the Knight Rider theme.
I think Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. Star Wars is more famous.
No chance. Because they put that shit in cartoons.
The Cheeks Clap Old Banner.
Yeah, what about the Cheeks Clap Old Banner, dude?
Say,
can you see my big ass cheeks were so viciously clapped last night? I was raped.
Francis?
The British fucked my ass. Francis, this we're not gonna. This can't be the national anthem.
But I got fucked
with a bunch of redcoats.
I'm a senator, and you need to acknowledge my pain as a senator.
Mm-hmm.
Senator Francis.
They said I had a girl name. Yeah, they fucked me in my
That's true. Francis is a woman's name.
All names used to be men's names. Until 1930.
Then they gave them to the women.
Women didn't even have names.
Yep.
It was, hey, hole.
Uh-huh. Brittany used to be a strong man's name.
Yeah.
Men named Sarah and Rachel.
Jessica.
Women are back to not having... Well, now they have names again. But it was funny there, because at the end of the last decade, they were like, let's just give them all Irish surnames.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like Mackenzie.
Oh, true.
Yeah. Michaela.
Mm-hmm. O'Malley.
I got pussy from O'Malley.
Yeah.
I got my
O'Malley's got
Kennedy.
Some big tits. A lot of Kennedys.
Mm-hmm. There was Kennedys. Mm-hmm.
I got Fitzgerald gave me a hand job. Mm-hmm.
Fitzy.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get my dick sucked by a girl named Fitzy.
The luck of the Irish, you know? McKenna.
Suck of the guy's dick.
Suck of the guy's dick, of course. Oh, sure. Look at that man's penis.
Oh, look at his penis.
Oh, I want to put it in
my
mouth.
I want to suck on your penis.
Oh, that's the suck of the guy's dick.
The suck of the guy's dick.
Yeah, that's how you get a leprechaun's gold. You have to suck his dick.
Damn, I would love a big bowl of Lucky Charms right now.
Dude, that would be awesome. Mm-hmm. I love letting Look, you should let a lot of cereal soak, but especially I like a soaked up Lucky Charm.
Mm. Yeah, you know what?
Half chewy.
Here's what you do. You could wake up, you get two bowls.
Mm-hmm. I'm listening.
You pour one bowl of Lucky Charms, put your whole milk in it.
Oh, fuck.
Second bowl of Lucky Charms, a little bit of whole milk, and then top it off with half and half. That goes into the Vitamix.
Yeah.
Blend that shit up. And then you put it in a little saucepan, reduce it. Then that goes in the freezer.
I love that.
Oh, in the ice cube tray.
Get a real concentrate.
The next morning, then you make your coffee, drop a couple of those.
Oh my God, my
You make a little
hard.
Lucky Charms Frappuccino.
I love that.
Put that in the Vitamix.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Then some barbacoa.
Yeah, absolutely. You need your
protein.
Because you're going to lift after this.
You're gonna lift.
This is how you're going to get jacked.
You're
going to
lift yourself
swole.
Up. You're going to look in the mirror and you're going to say, it doesn't matter. You're going to die anyways. You might as well
have
be
Lucky
fucking,
Charms.
Might as well be happy.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here I am. I'm happy. I did it. Is that what you want from me? God?
God, you fucking bitch.
Yeah.
Just screaming on the fucking street corner. Mm-hmm. I'm happy now.
It is funny. You can't just decide to be happy.
I find that hard to do. I'm trying.
I'm lying.
Oh, okay.
I'm doing a lifestyle influencer thing.
Oh, okay.
You can.
It's your
yeah.
decision. You can just decide to be happy.
Yeah, you only use like 1% of your brain.
With that in mind, why don't you head over to cum.town and buy some t-shirts?
That'll make you
to be happy.
That's part of what will make you happy.
Send $1 to Happy Dude.
To really be happy.
742 Evergreen Terrace.
I heard people that go to stavi.biz and buy a calendar for the remainder of the
it's
year.
It's funny
really
when
happy.
You sell these calendars in June.
Dude, February is
We did a reprint. We got all the Jewish holidays on there.
By the way,
thank you.
I would, if I was on tour, I would sell them in the summer because they're a beautiful collector.
Calendars
item.
With the Jewish holidays only have the ones on it for the second half of the year after the calendars go on sale 75%. The Jewish calendar.
Every Jewish holiday the Jewish after fucking the Jewish, August.
Yeah, the Jewish calendar is blank from fucking January to June to save on ink. And then it's discounted 50% right in the middle
September
of the year.
September to December.
Why do I need to know what time it is? Just wait until the snow melts. then you start worrying about the days. Joshuanovich.
Damn.
Yeah, my name is Joshuana. Steenitasa. What would it be like a Jew?
What are you talking about?
Just like a mashup. We're doing mashup.
Of a black woman
a
and
race,
a
racial
man?
Mashup.
Yeah. Racial mashup.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
It was a racial mashup.
There are a lot of Jewish
racial
men
mash?
Named, like
yeah, my name is Joshuana Feinstein.
There are. That is true.
Yeah, Maurice is like a black guy or an old Jewish man.
Yeah. Bernie's the same, honestly.
Yeah, it's
Bernie,
true.
It's you're either Mac or Sanders. Those are your options. There's no fucking, like, you know, there's no fucking Iranian man named Bernie.
Yeah, it's true.
There's no Irish guys
named Yeah, they Bernie. Don't have that name in Iran.
You know what I'm saying. You got to be black or Jewish, yeah. IMO.
Well,
there's no Greek
prison.
Guys named Bernie.
That's true.
Just to watch it come.
Just to taste that jit.
I actually did. I made up like 6 pounds of like barbacoa.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. What was your methodology?
I just bought some like pre-made like marinade and then I use the I'm trying to figure out how to use the Instant Pot because for the most part it sucks.
Mm-hmm.
But I put like 6 pounds of Ive Round in there.
Love it.
And then you put it on the Trivet. The little thing it comes with,
mm-hmm.
and then you don't put any liquid in it. You just put like the marinade up to the bottom of the meat, and then you cook it for like I don't know, like 80 minutes probably.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's sealed, it'll sweat all the liquid out of the meat, so you don't need to add liquid.
Mm-hmm.
And then once it's done, you pull the trivet and then just saute it. And then reduce it all and then shred it.
I haven't really used the Instant Pot, honestly.
It honestly sucks. I mean,
I got the fucking Zajirisi, the fuzzy.
This shit is
the neurofuzzy.
This shit
dude,
is like
to the
it's
family.
It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But if you did it in a crock pot and just spent the whole day with it, it would be amazing.
Yeah, and that's what I want. Mm-hmm. I want amazing.
Yeah, I just want to be happy in life.
Yeah,
I want to be happy and not be a burden to an mm-hmm. emotional burden to the people around me.
Yeah.
And right now I'm hitting fucking nothing. I guess
you're 0-2 currently.
Yeah, right. Right now I am not firing on any of the cylinders.
But guess what, Nick? You got a third strike.
And then you kill yourself.
And there it goes. And I just whiffed. And I'm off the team.
And that's three.
And I'm stopping by the bar on the way home.
Yeah, dude, that is the reality. Sometimes I think, like, all right, I'm going to give it another go for 20 years.
Yeah.
And after that, I am getting fucked up every day and getting fat as shit.
Yeah.
And that's it. If I haven't figured it out, not even 20, I'll give myself 10 more years.
I really, honestly.
If I haven't, like, gotten a family, figured it out, yeah. I'm just getting fucking so fat.
I'm
going
to drink myself to death. Yeah.
Yeah.
We should do it, dude. We should do the bucket list.
That's how we have the bucket list. Just us dying at 42.
What are some of the things you want to do before you die? Mm-hmm. Black tar, heroin.
I guess get pussy a few more times.
Maybe the 200th person I fuck will be the answer. Maybe that was the problem, is thinking I needed to cut myself off at 100.
It's gotta be 500.
You gotta fuck 500, and then you get it out of your system.
And then it's over, and you can love.
Just, I'm gonna fuck one more person. And then it's time for a family.
I watched this documentary about the villages in Florida, mm-hmm. like that, like 100,000 person retirement.
Oh yeah, like community. A town that's just old people.
And one of the guys in the documentary is just this old guy that's just like constantly doing yay and acid and stuff, yeah, driving around on the golf carts.
That's
getting fucked up.
That is the dream.
He gets arrested.
Oh fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, he rules. Yeah.
I really do want to start drinking again, but I would have to be very careful with it.
No, you can't, dude.
I can.
You can't.
You probably could.
I probably could at this point.
I got to be honest. I think you probably could.
Honestly, I probably
it's could. Very impressive how you stopped, I have to say. It was one of the most amazing things I've ever seen, actually.
It was. I was shocked.
I remember
when Nick was like, yeah, you know, because it's funny. You say you can just decide to be happy. You did sort of just decide to stop drinking.
But what I did is I decided to permanently be not happy for the sake of my career.
I met you in New Orleans, and I was like, I can't wait. I'm going to New Orleans with my biggest alcoholic friend.
Yeah.
It's going to be so much fun. And I got there, and you're like, I do not drink. And I was like, what do you mean?
You were just expecting me in, like, a seersucker suit.
Yeah. I was like, this is going to be so fun. We're going to have juleps.
Yeah, we're going to find that Dick Tracy boy, and we're going to fuck him in his ass.
I wanted
it's
to get
Cajun shit face. It's shit face's fucking cousin.
I thought you were going to have like those 2 yardstick like neon like drink
those
things.
Those are awesome.
Yeah.
I have a cousin that got sober when he was like 24, and then he started drinking again at 42.
Yeah,
and he was like, he was like, that's the way to do it.
Yeah,
he was like, I just busted my ass for 20 years, and now I'm rich, and like,
and that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
let's
when you're that age, it's like if you have like 6 beers, you wake up the next day and you're in hell.
Of course,
so
that's true.
It's sort of self-regulating.
Yeah, I guess maybe give it a couple more years then. Yeah.
I don't know. I think
I would have to be in a position where there's like no way. I would have to have enough money to have a trust fund that I don't have access to.
Yeah, like Allen Iverson. Yeah. Allen Iverson kept all his money away from himself until he's like 50-something.
No, I think like one of his friends did.
Or
like
one of
he
his
was
friends
about
did.
To blow all his shit. Yeah. One of his friends was like, all right, bro.
It's not a bad idea.
Absolutely not.
And then you could really just let yourself have fun.
I mean,
like,
Allen Iverson
zero this
used
week.
To fucking spend hundreds of thousands of dollars at TGI Fridays.
He did, yeah.
He used to love
in
getting
Philly.
Fucked up
in
at
Philly,
TGI Fridays. Yeah. Oh, fuck.
There's a TGI Fridays by where I was going to school in D.C. where it was Friday night was a scene.
It was popping.
Like at the bar. I don't know how they got it going. They had DJs and stuff there.
Yeah. Yeah. No, depending on the city you're in, it's just funny because D.C. and Philly are both real cities.
Yeah, I know.
Like,
you could go to a regular
bar. If you're
bar.
In OKC or some shit, you're in some bullshit fucking
the
town.
The TGI Fridays might be the only spot.
Chili's is popping the fuck off.
Yeah.
What was your preferred chain restaurant of that
when
caliber?
When I was a kid, we went to Applebee's the most.
Yeah, but Applebee's fell off hard.
Applebee's severely fell off hard.
When it first came to the East Point Mall, that was a fucking
one of my... Okay, and I'm going to say this. Nick's in the bathroom right now, but he'll hop on this because there's a cheap Jew element to it.
Okay.
One of my fondest memories my entire life
mm-hmm.
was my dad and I were driving around. My dad and I were driving around, and we were like, oh, there's a new Chili's. And then there was a sign that said soft opening. And we went in, and for free, we feasted.
Your dad was mad because it wasn't a man's ass?
Yeah.
He was like, oh, here we go, Adam, a soft opening. I hope it's a man's asshole.
I can't tell you why, but we were just both so happy about that meal. We got to order whatever we wanted. It was free.
It was free?
And then, no, yeah, because it was the soft opening.
You got to charge something.
No, it was completely free. We had to fill out like a questionnaire to say how they did. And they were also trying really hard because they were just opening.
So
it was like the Chili's had another 6 months before it was absolute dog shit.
The only way you know about that.
We lucked our way in. We were just driving down the road.
Let me get a taste test from you on this. What do you think?
On that barbacoa?
Yeah.
I'd love to do a taste test. Okay.
What do you think?
I like it. It comes on. I like the initial burst.
Mm-hmm.
It needs a little something on the back end, I think.
There's no fat in it. I mean,
that's very good for no fat in it. That's incredibly good because the first bite is so flavor. It actually reminds me of there's a meat pie Greek people make.
Oh yeah,
kreatopita, and that shit if with a couple more onions would taste exactly. Mm-hmm. That's fucking good.
Yeah,
that
does I use a barbacoa marinade, just like some pre-made thing, and then I also put like. Probably like 2 cups of Kirkland brand salsa in the bottom of it, too.
I love that salsa.
Yeah, and then just like an old El Paso, like chili seasoning mix.
It's good.
Yeah.
You're right. The thing, I mean, honestly.
If you could put a little olive oil, just like.
That's what I was going to say.
Put this in a frying pan with some olive oil and like red pepper.
Oh, my God.
It'd be great.
But you know what? Even if we just microwaved it, it would be good. Because the flavor jumped out. I bet it would be fucking, because just the warmth, just a little bit of the warmth in the meat would make it go.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. After this ep, we're microwaving a little bit of that.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever heard of a soft opening where you get to eat for free at a restaurant?
This shit sucks. Now it's like, now we've created a world where you have to be your own wife.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
Well, you got to get a wife.
We could get wives.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it would just be kind of gay.
You should get one from China, Nick.
I should.
Yeah. That would be awesome.
You could just have a silent life with your wife from China.
That would fucking she sits rule. Over there.
By,
yeah.
She sits over there by the $500 litter box.
Yeah.
People are like, "Is that a wife?" I'm like, "Yeah." They're like, "Is that a litter box?" I'm like, "Yeah." They're like, "Cool."
Yeah, I got them both off Amazon.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that would be great for you. And then she just go shop. She get really into designer brands, like one of those like American Chinese wives.
No, yeah, I don't
like
want
from that. That like she's with like an old guy that like met her in the Navy.
I want
something.
Marissa Tomei from My Cousin Vinny.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, don't we all stop?
But I'm going to get me one of those, dude.
All right.
That's the thing.
My cousin Chinny.
She wouldn't. Yeah. I mean, you're not Italian too. She wouldn't.
I'm Mediterranean.
I guess you are. Mm-hmm. You're olive.
I'm Mediterranean American. Thank you very much.
And what's the crime that somebody dragged a black person behind the car and they're trying to figure
out? My cousin Vinny?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's like, 1963 Buick Skylark would not leave tire tracks like that.
Yeah, yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
I know, it's but like, she's
like,
so
my
hot.
Brother liked cars, so you're was, what, like a
excuse
forensic?
Excuse me, she worked in the fucking shop, okay?
Did she?
Yes.
Oh.
Don't besmirch my
girl. Yeah, she knew trannies.
I haven't seen that movie since I was a kid.
That's pretty good for not... I just watched it maybe like a month ago.
Well, when I was a kid. So that's the thing is like I also now because of the like phone and internet, like the only I used to just like hyper consume media. So I would rewatch movies over and over and over and over and over again. And honestly, I've gotten back into that because it was like, oh, I don't have the attention to I don't have like the ability to pay attention to movies. And now I'll just watch a movie like 5 or 6 times. Mm-hmm. And that's what I like.
Yeah.
Like, I'll watch a movie, and then I'll immediately rewatch it, and then watch it again afterwards, and it's like, oh, this is what I used to do.
Yeah, yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
I kind of lost this, but...
It's nice when you fucking don't have your phone, dude.
Yeah.
I just watched, oh, you know what fucking rocks cock? Police Story. Jackie Chan.
Yeah,
so sick.
I got both of them.
It's
so
incredible,
sick.
Dude.
Yeah, I like the scene where he can't stop
that opening scene where they just, like, destroy that
incredible.
Shanty town. Yeah.
And he directed it too. That motherfucker directed it.
And he does all his own stunts.
He's in almost every frame of the fucking
the
movie.
The credits where they show everyone getting injured.
He's the only one that knows what he's doing.
Yeah. All the extras like getting injured and getting stretched off, and he's like giving them a thumbs up. Yeah. I love it.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, what I love about that movie is it starts with an incredible action set piece. It ends with an incredible action set piece. Yeah. And in between, there's a couple good fights, but it's like a slapstick like cartoon is the tone.
Dude,
the tone shifts so
that's
much.
That's the movie that made me want to go to China. I'm like, is this what it's like?
It is like a lot like Police Story from what I understand.
Well, isn't it in Hong Kong?
It's Hong Kong.
Yeah. They're wearing those fucking hilarious. Dude, that was one of the funniest parts of the movie.
It's British.
The Chinese lawyers are wearing fake ass British like wigs.
Yeah, they wear that in
fucking, the courts. Yeah.
That's not what their hair would look like white.
That's true.
It is funny that like in most of like the world, like everybody involved in the law or the courts has to dress like a clown.
Is that it, most of the
I think
world?
It's in like the most of the commonwealth.
Well, we don't do that here. And it's like, we almost do. They
we
just don't have
robe.
The fucking wig.
Yeah. The robe is fucking stupid.
Yeah, if you're going to wear the robe, wear the fucking wig.
That should have
ended the second halfway.
That judge got caught like masturbating.
Jacking off underneath.
Yeah. You remember that?
That was awesome.
It was right in the middle of the... If I remember correctly, it was Judge Ito during the OJ trial.
I think it was.
He was fucking a pocket
That would
pussy.
Have been so awesome.
Yeah.
That was just an incredible element.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Judge Ito microwaved some spam musubi and put his dick in between the rice and the spam and jacked off with it. That would probably feel pretty good.
Take a look. It's in a book. Beating off. Oh.
Yeah.
Beating off.
Beating off.
Suck my dick. Mom, they're going to beat me off today. That's very sweet, Bo. Hello, please. Yes, I think the blind guy from Star Trek is beating off my mentally
off my retarded son.
Well, this seems out of our purview. We're going to send Dick Tracy over there.
He doesn't have got a nickname. It couldn't have been him.
Yeah, let me see here. What does the evidence say?
Well, they can't even see. It's a retarded kid. He's wearing those glasses.
This is all called a press conference. Ladies and gentlemen, this is clearly the work of beating off retard's face. This is a composite sketch I've done. It's a man with a wide jaw with a tattoo of a Down syndrome boy being masturbated on his forehead. Once again, Dick Tracy solved the case.
Dick Tracy's done it. He's unbelievable. Mm.
Dick, can you say what race he is? I don't, you know, it doesn't matter. There's, you know, social aspects to it, and
let's just say he might have had a couple burritos for lunch.
I think the real question is why do you care? I'm giving you a description of him. It doesn't need to include race. How many guys are there with a tattoo of a guy with Down syndrome being beaten off on his forehead?
Yeah.
Anyways, he's out there in Oakland beating up Chinese people.
Anyway, I'll put it this way. It's kind of hard to make out the tattoo.
It would be fun to make like a Dick Tracy account on Twitter and then just reply to every person like doing the like, well, who do you think's doing it on Twitter about like the, you see that Asian hate crime thing?
I did not see it.
Oh, there's like a big thing on Twitter about like these like Asian activists or like elderly Asian people are being beaten up and we need to talk
Damn,
about
Damn, for real?
Yeah, but it's like it's all happening in like Oakland. I mean, it's happening in like places in urban areas that all of them across the border are experiencing like an uptick in crime. There's no indication that they're like racially motivated.
Yeah.
And then it's like, I mean, it's who do you think's doing it? But it's neither here nor there.
Who's doing it though?
I mean, it's black. It's like
ninjas.
Yeah, it's black ninjas.
I don't know. It's not other ninjas that are getting revenge for something that happened a long time ago.
But you know,
it was a bunch of elderly.
From what I understand,
anyways,
ninjas and samurais are enemies.
There's people doing the like. Well, who's doing it?
I see.
And then you just respond to them all as Dick Tracy, and you're like, "Well, it's beat up Chinese face.
It's Chinese hating face.
It's Chinese. It's."
It's tape face.
What was every single one of them named something face?
I think so. No.
No.
No, they only one of them was. This baby face, and then there was like square.
I don't remember Dick Tracy.
Dick
at
Tracy
all.
Had a hot second when we were children.
Yeah.
I think when the movie came, I went as
Dick Tracy to Halloween. There's pictures of me as a little
fucking
kid.
Loser.
I was wearing a yellow trench coat, a yellow hat.
It
was pretty cute, I gotta say. I thought it was pretty cute.
I was Kevin Sorbo's Hercules.
It was to my pre-K Halloween parade.
Oh, pre-K? That's pretty cute.
Yeah. So here they are.
I was like four.
Trigger, Doom, Black Pearl.
Was Dick Tracy even for
kids? Wally, the Czar, Littleface Finney, the Mole, Skardle, BB Eyes, and Deffy.
Okay.
Deffy.
Yeah.
There's a lot of face.
Deffy's got a hearing aid.
Oh, that's funny.
Deffy. Deffy's not even a nigga. It's just barely a nigga.
Well, it's a lot of face-related stuff.
So he can read. He can read lips. That's his superpower.
Oh, that's not bad.
When did that movie come out? 93?
Something like that. Yeah.
Suck my dick.
Madonna was the chick in it.
She was hot.
There's a guy named the Blank who doesn't have a face at all.
Whoa.
That's what a nice day to just sort of check out at 3 p.m. for the cartoonists.
Yeah.
How about this guy?
Not finished sketch guy.
I wonder if the mole looks familiar to you. If perhaps there's
Where's the mole?
Perhaps the mole is a friend.
I wonder what kind of themes.
Hey, this kind of looks like a guy we know.
I wonder what kind of themes they're drawing on with the mole. Mm-hmm. What are you looking up, Adam? If you're not looking up stuff for the show, you can't be on your phone.
I was looking at the Dick Tracy villains.
No, you weren't.
No, it wasn't.
Come on, guys.
Doesn't he look like he's saying, hey, you mind if I suck your cock?
Nice penis.
That's what he looks like there. It's Joe List saying, nice penis.
Was Dick Tracy a comic book?
Yeah, nice penis.
Very nice penis, them all.
Really nice penis on that guy. Everybody's talking about Joe Biden. I'd like to bite into his ass.
That's pretty good.
I'd like to take a big bite out of Joe's asshole.
Yeah. You know, sucking dick Bo visited their house.
Dude, R.I.P. Don't say that about Bo.
He got sucked off by Star Trek.
By, what's his face?
LeVar Burton.
LeVar Burton?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Probably.
Suck a dick. It's in a book.
Beating off Bo, yeah.
Beating off Bo.
I wish I was LeVar Burton.
Yeah, me too.
Why don't you try and become him?
Try and become Geordi?
Try and become LeVar Burton in every meaningful way.
Like,
read children books. Try and become an actor. You know?
Yeah, that would be cool. Try and become black.
No, see, I said meaningful, and that goes to show your racism.
No,
if you think a person's race defines them,
it was meaningful to him when he became transracial. He was actually born Italian.
Is that true?
Yeah,
he did a good job. If that's the case,
yeah.
Oh shit! What happened?
The fork dropped his fork on the
ground here. Oh boy! It's a movie about a fork that falls on the ground. The only problem with Police Story, you didn't see any fucking breasts. Yeah. You almost do.
Yeah.
Some Chinese breasts.
Violent.
I want to see you fucking racist.
He's very violent to his girlfriend.
If wanting to look at Chinese breasts make me a racist, then fucking sign me up for the KKK.
His girlfriend gets beat up a lot in that movie.
Does she?
With the scene where he grabs her by the backpack. When she's
that's
on
true.
The
he actually is abusive by accident.
He's pretty accidentally abusive.
And then she gets thrown down.
You just can't tell because he's moonwalking.
Police Story or Rumble in the Bronx, where he broke his leg, and so they just put a cast on him. And then
Rumble in the Bronx,
he painted the cast like a sneaker, and
that
then he was
rules.
Like barefoot water skiing on the cast.
That fucking rocks.
Yeah,
he's
what
so
a hard
badass.
Dick savage.
Yeah, he's the coolest guy.
And Jackie Chan's the absolute beast of all action stars. Jackie Chan is at the very top. And then the very bottom is probably it's either Chuck Norris or Steven Seagal.
Oh, yeah.
Chuck Norris actually could do martial arts, though, right?
Could he, though? That was
Seagal
like,
couldn't.
All those guys from the 70s are like, it was like the first karate class ever offered.
Yeah.
And
you could
like,
get black belt in about
right,
6 weeks.
I got a black belt. Especially extra points if you went to like Asia. That was like,
right.
Oh, you actually
went
to
Asia.
Asia.
Yeah, I learned karate in Nam.
Yeah.
They're like, that's not where it's from.
I don't think I've seen an In His Prime Chuck Norris movie ever.
Well, he fought Bruce Lee once, right? Or something? I don't know.
Oh, really? That's cool.
I only watched Walker, Texas Ranger.
Me too. That's how I know. Yeah. That's how I know him. And then, of course, the Chuck Norris jokes took a mind.
Those were epic. Those were really
epic.
Those
were honestly epic sauce.
Yeah. Those were epic.
I loved those when I was like in sixth grade. I was like, dude, Chuck Norris rules. And then he's in Dodgeball.
Sucker Coxus Ranger.
Sucker Coxus Ranger.
Partner, this is Coxus. It's what?
Sucker Coxus. So it's the guy great state of Coxus. Trans women's penises?
I don't know what you'd
call me Sucker Coxus Ranger.
Listen, officer, I really don't know what you're talking about. So can I put my pants back on?
Get out. No.
I don't think this is a routine traffic stop.
Show me your penis.
Damn, now I want to rewatch Hell or High Water.
That's a fucking good one.
It's a good movie.
That's a fucking bangerunski.
Feller Guy Water.
Yeah, I'm about to start watching
Feller. I've been on the road a long time here, and I wouldn't mind taking a sip off of your guy water.
My what?
Well, the kind of water a feller makes out of his tubes.
I'm not gay. I'm just parched.
I'm parched. I'm parched from being in Mexico, and I was wondering if I could maybe drink from your tube.
I just want a nice drink deep. I from just your want,
well, there's a Starbucks across the street. I don't know.
I'm not fancy like
Starbucks. Fell off about 5 years.
I don't have any money, so I was wondering maybe here's I could $4. Take a sip off your tube.
I'll give you $4.
And you, I have
water right here.
I'm 25 cents short for a frappuccino.
Here's 25 then.
And I don't. Well, why don't you drink water at Starbucks? Why don't you just let me suck your cock?
And I'm suck it, you goddamn motherfucker.
Why don't we stop playing Tom, Dick, and Harry?
I'll make it real easy for you. Yeah. Just pull out your penis.
I don't understand why you got to get all on the scrap over me just asking you to suck you off. I'm doing you a favor.
I'm the one doing the work here.
I came all the way from NEOGGR. Just to get a
director,
just to get a drink, yeah. Just a lonely man on the road looking for a nice, cool drink of cum, and just to put it on ice, if you don't mind.
Put your balls in this vat of ice.
Balls in my mouth.
I got a couple ice cubes in my mouth. It'll feel real good.
You gotta put it, your dick in his mouth slow.
You gotta suck him off slow.
You suck the dick too fast. You're not going to get enough cum. That's where you got to bring him to the edge and walk him back. Bring him to the edge and walk him back. And every time you do that, it's building up load in his prostate. You wait 15 hours, you blow a man and strap to a chair. When it finally busts, you can drink, get enough fuel to go another week out into the desert. The further you go out into the desert, the gayer you get.
I didn't know that.
What the hell are you talking about? I thought we were here to race cars.
Do you have $4? I'm trying to go to Starbucks.
Oh, fuck, man. Yeah. Is Robert Duvall, is he related to Shelley Duvall?
I don't think so. I don't think Shelley Duvall is related to anyone. I think she's just a poor woman from Texas that wanted to become an actress and then was abused psychologically by the industry.
Damn, that stinks.
Yeah.
She was cool.
She
had cool teeth.
It's funny. There's like stories of like actresses. Well, I don't know if it's really funny, but there's stories of actresses that like killed themselves. And It's like, oh, yeah, she suffered from like mental health issues. And now after like all that Me Too shit, it's like, I don't know if
every producer raped her. Intensity.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Maybe you should do a movie about somebody that snipes rapists.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be a good revenge movie.
Like Wanted.
Yeah. Yeah,
you can bend the bullets. Yeah.
Yeah, you bend the bullets to shoot their dick and balls in one fell swoop.
We're all rapists. We do, but basically the loom has a code in it, and the code tells us who we're going to rape next.
Wow, this is a pretty fucked up system you guys got here.
Yeah.
We're part of an international league of rapists.
Who controls the loom?
I do.
This is Spider. This is Taco. This is Johnny 37.
That's a pretty cool character, a guy who rapes a lot.
A guy who rapes a lot.
And he's like, it would be Johnny. What was it, 500 or whatever the fuck he says?
Yeah.
He's like, by the way, I've raped more than what I get credit for.
They never have the anti-hero. Like, Tony Soprano kills a lot of people, mm-hmm. right? We all root for him. But what if he just raped a lot of people? Why can't we root for that?
You know? What's interesting is...
He's an anti-hero.
What's interesting is, I guess murder is worse than rape, but it is... I think we're conditioned by media to forgive murder.
Why can't we have a pedophile Tony Soprano? And we're like, listen, we know
it's about molesting children to get health insurance.
I got an idea for a movie.
We know he's the bad guy, but we all love him. All right,
hit me with it, Cole House. What do you got?
It's a pedophile Tony Soprano. Hello, Clint. Are you still there?
Sorry about that. I accidentally hung up. You were saying it's pedophile Tony Soprano? That's the best idea I ever heard.
I love it.
Oh, I thought you hung up on me for a second.
No, that would be racist. I'm trying to keep that in check these days. My last movie, I worked with an Italian guy with an unfortunate name, and now I got a lot of heat on me.
N-E-O-G-G-R.
Yeah, we're gonna change his name. That guy's gotta change his name if he wants to work in America.
Yeah, if he wants to work in this town again.
He wants to suck me off.
It's pretty fucking wild that Italians were doing the best Westerns.
Them and Americans, like,
no.
You gotta ask yourself one question.
Italians did it better, bro.
Will you fuck me?
John Ford is pretty good.
He's all right. He's no N-E-O-G-G-R.
That guy just did the music.
The music rules, dude.
The music does rule. I like when the electric guitar comes in.
Yes,
because he always has shredders coming. Yeah,
everyone shreds out of nowhere.
Yeah, it is pretty cool.
Damn.
Ding 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 ding.
Dude, I would just want to fucking watch 4 movies a day and not do shit.
Well, I've been doing that lately.
That's awesome. I'm jealous.
It's the first 2 in the morning are great. Yeah. And the later 2 at night are very sad.
You have a little headache.
Very depressing.
You have a light headache.
You're like, fuck, it's like 7 p.m. again.
Yeah,
I've done this so many days in a row, I have no idea. Like, I'm just wasting my
life. I haven't spoken an audible word.
No, that sounds awesome. As long as you're getting swole, though, at some point. Mm-hmm. That's my fucking plan for the rest of the winter.
Yeah.
Movies and getting swole.
My dick small.
I've never had sex.
I should put together a watch list so I feel like I'm accomplishing something.
That's what I've been meaning to do. Yeah. I never get quite around to
it. You know
what
you should do is take notes while you watch a movie.
No, that's gay. You don't do that.
No.
I've tried to. I've tried.
Fuck that.
Why,
dude,
man?
Because it feels like you're.
But
you know,
why? What do you want? Who do you want to be? Who are you trying to be doing that? Because it's not you. Because you enjoy
it. I take notes.
It's
on
not because you. No, it's.
I take notes on all the dresses.
It's you getting drunk off some kind of like.
Listen, I haven't even accomplished
this. Aesthetic foray into being a different guy.
It's
you even want
it's
to
a
do
way.
It.
The fact that you would to have to, active because
you're not even
viewing.
Taking notes. You're fast forwarding the weeks later when you're looking at yourself 100%. In retrospect as a guy that's taking notes while watching movies.
Mm-hmm. Who's got a tidbit? That's all it is. He thinks about a tidbit in a conversation with either a 19-year-old girl that's in film school or a 47-year-old cinematographer.
Right.
Those are the 2 people he's trying to impress.
Yeah, absolutely. the two types of cool.
But I don't understand it because you seem like you also just enjoy your life.
No, I just like watching movies.
If you do, no. This
he wants to be a cool movie guy.
I suggested you take notes because I said maybe that would help you.
But you want
feel
to.
Like you're accomplishing
admit
something
it, you
and
want to
watch
take
movies.
Notes.
No, I mean,
I have not accomplished a single there's entire no, feature.
There's no
worth
deep.
Of note.
There's no deep problem that I have. It's just like in terms
no,
of like,
I don't know
existential.
About
yeah, well, you got problems.
You got plenty of
the,
problems.
The yeah. issue with like not being able to enjoy movies and shit is that I'm just like overstimulated by, you know, like quick uptake media with the fucking phone.
Right.
And you get rid of that, then you can probably dial it back and get back into like consuming slow things like TV and shit, which I know it can because I've done it. Mm-hmm. It's just then you're like, wow, I did have a nice day watching movies. Yeah. Time to look at the internet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Nah, dude, I'm about to be fucking Zen Stavros, dude.
Yeah.
I'm reading a book. I think I was saying this off
about
mic.
Not looking at your phone.
But these are all these things phone. That were already procrastination and things you did because you enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. And it somehow got hijacked by this thing that only makes your life worse.
Yeah.
I've never had in the last 5 years, well, 3 years, I have not made my life better by looking at my phone once ever.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Ever. I mean, and it was like, originally it was like, oh, cool. You can like, you can post jokes and people like it. And, yeah. and now it's just like, let's see what this fucking dickhead said.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm telling you, bro. I'm about to be Zen Stavros.
And the worst part is like these are incredibly like trite, basic observations that everyone understands.
I know. Oh, yeah. That's the true insidious
and
nature.
And then you still can't like stop.
I'm going to stop.
Yeah.
No, I have to have my listicles, dude. Yeah. I have to do my click throughs.
You have to suck some testicles is what you need to do.
I have to do my testicles.
You have to suck my fat little nuts.
I have to suck your dick.
And slurp them.
I need to suck your dick.
Somebody suck that baby's dick. Wow, Nick left at 1 minute left. He couldn't have made it for...
Actually, less than
4,
3,
2,
1. Thanks for listening, everyone.
I don't know how to stop it, or I would have stopped it right at 1.
You press the green and then the red. Actually,
sure?
I don't know. I'm too nervous to
I'm
press
too. I don't
want to
fuck it up. Because
the buttons have
the
changed.
The episode is over now,
since
everyone.
Since Nick left the recorder in his car, the buttons have changed.
So we're not stopping them in case we delete the whole episode. And we
I'm
lose,
not. I really don't want to delete
the whole
episode. And
we lose gold
episode.
Like Ennio and...
Ennio Gigi.
And Faggot Face. Yeah. Let's not forget that classic bit.
And the license plate. That was pretty funny.
Yes. the David Letterman license plate.
That was
so,
funny.
But just for all intents and purposes, understand that the episode is now over.
Yeah,
and we're waiting for Nick to press the button. All
right, Nick's back, and
because
he's gonna,
we don't know which